Hey everyone, Kayla here. We are taking this week off from Shazam to show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter protests. Carissa and I aimed when starting this podcast to help make the magic world a better place for specifically women, but for everybody. We've heard from you that conversations have started, mindsets have shifted, people are questioning their actions and the actions of others, and we're hearing that magicians are gaining the empowerment to stand up for each other and often to each other to hold the magic world accountable. And we love that that's happening. With that said, I personally want to offer a call to action to all of our listeners. As a white cisgendered woman, I can only speak from my perspective. That is why it is so important to listen to those with different points of views than you. I've personally learned a lot since co-starting Shazam from listening to others that I don't agree with out the gate. We can all stand to listen to each other and grow together. I've also watched our magic community in the last week or so become more divided than ever before. There's a clear divisive tone being struck by the All Lives Matter versus the Black Lives Matter mindset amongst performers. I was privy to a discussion recently amongst dozens of magicians on how a larger amount of members of our community have taken a stance against the Black Lives Matter movement. Not just a, I don't get this kind of stance, but a, I'd rather protect my stuff and watch these people drown in pepper spray stance. And frankly, what the heck? It's not political, and I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for, although if you ask, I will. Anyway, I'm trying to tell you with the small voice that I have that we all need to listen up. I grew up the daughter of a cop in a predominantly white and very racist neighborhood. My school district bused kids of color 40 minutes to go to another school for absolutely no clear reason. It took me getting my ass handed to me in college to even begin to understand I had preconceived notions about people of color that I didn't even know were wrong, and I'm still learning. And now I'm watching our magic clubs and communities burn themselves to the ground. I'm watching people in power make decisions without asking someone of color or someone who looks different than them for input on how we can help. And they only care to backtrack and fix the issues when the optics look bad, when Twitter blows up on how magicians are the worst kind of human. I don't believe magicians are the worst. I just believe that for a long time, we have survived without having to be held accountable. I believe that magicians have survived without having to listen to others, while some of us have been screaming into an empty void for years. It's easier to say there isn't a problem than there is to admit that we're a part of it. Please, as you are trying to navigate a pandemic and murder hornets, because that is still a thing, look at how you can help magic become a better place for all people. We've added some links in the description of places you can donate, businesses you can support, videos to watch, articles to read, profiles to follow, etc. Take a look at your social media accounts. How many people do you know that look and think just like you? Change it up. Widen your scope of the world. We want to also shout out Tannen's Magic Shop, Scam, the IBM, Vanishing Ink, and Penguin Magic, just to name a few, who have expressed their solidarity in truthful and revealing statements about the magic world. Magic is supposed to be by and for everyone. Every person, regardless of how they look or who they love, should be allowed to experience the joy of watching and maybe performing magic. To those who are in support of the Black Lives Matter protests and who are frustrated and sickened by the posts of our friends, we have to remember that not everyone has hate in their hearts. Some are confused and need help to learn. I was one of those people. Some are of a generation that used terms that we now label as insensitive. I watched a man who was in his 70s get torn apart for saying colored people in his solidarity speech with Black Lives Matter, and he felt awful once corrected. But there were a few that could not let that go. That's also part of the problem. Let's give people the benefit of the doubt if they're trying. If you feel it's appropriate, try to reach out and help educate before we condemn someone to the hate circle. We also say you can't change the wolves, but you can change the community around them to take their power. Help that happen. And to those who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color, please let us know how Shazam can be of any help to you. We've been seeking out magicians who are women and women of color for some time now, but haven't had much luck or response. Send us along suggestions of guests to interview or resources to share. Know that Shazam, Carissa, and myself stand with you. And to those who are just spawning statements of hate and blame, stop it. You are the problem, no one else. Listen, pay attention, and try. We can no longer be passive or ignorant. It's time for change in this country for the better. And happy belated birthday to Breonna Taylor. Carissa and I send our love to you all. Thank you, and we will see you next week.